Okay, so we are up to Simen Chof Dalet. Yesterday we did Aleph, today we're up to Beis. But before we go to Beis, there's one important, very important, interesting, Sha'odim Mitzuyonim Halacha on the bottom of the page. And what is the topic? The topic is if you have a misspelling in the Sefer Torah. So of course, the L'chatchila, you should not take out that Sefer Torah. And you have to get it fixed. Well, Yishkan Doylacha Aval is a halacha. You know, you're not allowed to have a Sefer Torah in the shul more than 30 days. If you have a Sefer Torah in the shul, that's possible, a spelling mistake. Lo Yishkan Doylacha Avla. You're not allowed to have an Avla, means a spelling mistake in the Sefer Torah, meaning you're in your Oyhel. And within 30 days, you have an obligation to make sure to get it fixed. Now, here we have a halacha. We mentioned over here, let's say you have a word. The word was, he gave an example, Ama Vachatzi Rochboy. Vachatzi Ama, what? Ama Vachatzi? Ama Vachatzi Rochbo. Let's say the word Rochbo is spelled with a He instead of a Vav. So we learned yesterday that the Sefer Torah, you have to take out a new Sefer Torah. What did the Kitz Shulchan Aruch say? He challenged this halacha because if it's spelled with an He, instead of with a Vav, you can still pronounce it Rochbo. And the classic example for this, is Kisu Oholo. We gave the example yesterday, Oholo. Oholo is spelled in the Torah Aleph Hey Lamed Hey. And how do we pronounce it? As if instead of there being a Hey, there is a Vav. Oholo. And that's by Avraham and Sarah? Wherever it is. The word Oholo is spelled with a He, and we pronounce it with a Vav. So therefore argues the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, you should not have to take out a new Sefer Torah, because the way it's pronounced is exactly the same. And such a type of mistake should not be considered to be a problematic where you should need to take out a new Sefer Torah after you're already middle of laning. He comes along and says, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't make a difference, since the bottom line is that it's a different letter. It should really be a Vav, not a He, although the pronunciation can be the same, and we have precedent for that. It doesn't matter. If it's the wrong letter, it's a very significant error, and you are required to take out a new Sefer Torah, even in the middle of laning. So here he discusses this issue in more detail. Bottom Aleph, Ezer Otaos, Gomor, Ayin, B'shas Shuvus, Shuvus Me'ava, Kosov, Kisuso Levadovi, Kihi Kisuso, So levada. Where is that? Where is that pasuk? Mishpatim. V'karinan kisuso. It's spelled with a hey, and the way we pronounce it is with a vav. It's not kisuso. Kisuso levada. You have to return the mashkin to the woman. The imnim so shenichdav kisuso. So he writes exact sarich lohitzi acheres. You must take out another Sefer Torah. This is basically the same exact example as what the Kitzur gave when he said, it says Amo v'chetzi roch bo, if it's spelled by mistake with a hey instead of a vav. The halacha ravchas, it's a very well known halacha, the m'ksiv b'kriyasoi posel, that if you the im kusiv kriyasa pasul, that if it's spelled the way you pronounce it, it's pasul. Although it's true we pronounce it kisuso, that's not the way it's meant to be spelled. It's meant to be spelled kisuso with a hey. V'chein pasak b'shari Ephraim. However, look what he says over here. This is very interesting. He have shas atchak uvelechem aponim ala kitzur shulchan aruch. It's the name of the sefer. I don't know who the sefer is. I never heard of the sefer. Uvelechem aponim ala kitzur shulchan. I would love to get it because I'm trying to find some on kitzur shulchan aruch. I need to find good sarm on kitzur shulchan aruch. But in this sefer, uvelechem aponim ala kitzur shulchan aruch. Maybe I'll go look it on the Hebrew books online. Maybe I'll take a find the tell you have to know the name of the sefer. Al kitzur shulchan aruch koylik al zeh. He disagrees. Look at that. V'daydai she'ein lohitzi acheres ayin sham. Okay, so it's an amazing. Kula, b'shas hadchak, If you have a Sefer Torah and it says the word, the spelling is the wrong spelling, but the pronunciation remains exactly the same, he says you don't have to take a new Sefer Torah when you're in the middle of learning. Incredible leniency. You really
hearing the right thing.
Right, that's what he says. This is an incredible leniency. Aval Shari Rachamim Sham Shari Chaim Sham Iskimu Lhoitzi Acheris. They disagree, they follow the opinion of the Kitzchach Noruch. For Hoitzi Shagam, the Parishas Vayachik Siv, Uvidam Anovim Suso. Vyakrihu Suso, Imshino. Another example, Soruch Lhoitzi Acheris. So there are a couple of examples here and there, scattered out of the Torah, where a word is spelled with a hey at the end, and we pronounce it as if there is a vav. So bottom line is, we have a machlekes ha-poiskim. The vast majority of the poiskim seem to say that you need to take out a new Sefer Torah when you have such a mistake. Okay, now we go to halacha base.
The word, by the way, is in left of all.
What's the pasuk?
Ayita,
he made her tent first, right? There's a lot, right? Okay. He pitched her tent when they rained. They pitched her tent, but now you remind me, there's a lot of drush. Why it's spelled Ahalo? You pitched her tent. Ahalo, you pitched his tent, but really it alludes to her tent, and your wife's tent comes first.
How many bad covers can catch an error? Usually it's the
island
that's catching it.
No.
It depends. Rabbi Mayevsky's son, he used to lay in my father's shul, and there he found Shiloh. This doesn't pass. What's the pasuk? Shiloh in Ad Kiyavo Shiloh V'lo Yikas Hanin. So in the Sefer Torah, Shiloh. Shiloh is spelled. How is it spelled? And it was spelled one way, and in the Sefer Torah, it was either a missing letter or an added letter. And this is called. Well, we're going to see now. Moli v'chaser. And he noticed. Now it doesn't make it. The pronunciation is the same. And this you don't take out another Sefer Torah for this type of mistake. So I remember I brought it to the Sofer. I brought the Sefer to the Sofer to have it corrected. And I remember the Sofer's reaction. He couldn't believe exactly what you said. He couldn't believe that a person was able, when he's laning, to pick this up, that the word Shiloh was spelled incorrectly. It doesn't make an independent. It's not a common word, Shiloh. You know, you learn in Shmuel, you learn here and there, you learn in Yeshua and Shmuel. And he was exactly Nishtoimim. So you do see a Maiseraf. You have a Maiseraf. Mayevsky's son, that at times the Baal Kori actually picks up mistakes.
I have something better. Mimenu,
yeah,
is spelled with a vav. Mimenu and vav.
Mimenu, yeah.
But the Hasidim say Mimeni.
Uh-huh.
Mimeni. Yeah. And the Rav and Benson Harrison with the Baal Kori saw.
Good story.
Put Mimeni, but he saw the vav was wrong.
That's a good story. That's a very good story. So you see, there are people that unfortunately, the other way around, usually most of the time, because the Baal Kori memorizes every note. So after a while, it becomes a little memory. A good Baal Kori learning for years, so the whole thing is just like a tape recorder in his head. Of course not. That's why I've heard from a very good Baal Kori. I heard from a very good Baal Kori now 50 years. He told me that when he lanes now, he lanes a lot slower than he used to when he was younger. Because of this problem, because he concentrates to make sure he reads every word inside the. So when he was young, he used to go in very quick, but now he wants to be medactic, and it should be a kriya mitech haksav. I remember when the computers, they first started checking something with computers. So one of the examples they showed us, the sofa, and he showed me the computer printout and the old Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was probably, he told me, it's already so old he can't even fix it because it's not worth to fix it. It's 100 years old. Kesef was spelled with a kuf. So, I don't know if they were, not every Sefer Torah they, has the mazel that they lane from every week, but they were laning from this Sefer Torah for years, and the Baal Kori comes to Kesef. We don't differentiate in the pronunciation of a chaf and a kuf. Think about it, a chaf and a kuf for us is all the same. There is a difference, but we're not medactic to make this difference. So, there's another example, Kesef. No one in the tzibur is going to pick anything up.
It's a
kof
and a
kif. A kif and a kif. They do differently, yeah. So
they have a different
pronunciation.
They have a different pronunciation for the left.
That's interesting. You never knew that.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
No, we say kof.
But it doesn't.
Kof. I know, but a lot of people...
In the pronunciation, it's the
same. So
it's a big problem. But there are people that are... Okay, but this is a fascinating idea. If you go to shul and talk and make a mistake, some shas atak, it's okay. You have a precedent. If you have such a situation where it does not change the pronunciation of the word, at least the shas atak, you can't say it's brach levatala. You see here that there is an opinion of the here in terms of Allah, lechem hapanim, he says that it's okay. You don't have to take another sefer Torah. We do not paskin like that, but he does bring this down. So you don't have to be concerned. You have to go run to another shul. Anyway, you're not going to run to another shul. But there is obviously, yesh al milismaych, such an opinion that yes, a spelling mistake that does not change the pronunciation, it's not the end of the world to take out another Sefer Torah. But of course you have to fix it. After the davening is over, for the next Shabbos, that goes without saying. And l'chatil, you're not allowed to take it out. That you can't do. It's only when you're in the middle of learning you find a mistake. So let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Nimsa Teva Achas Chaluka.
On the outside.
The meaning is that it's supposed to put the gartel on the outside. Like a lulav and esrog. A lulav, where's the gartel? On the outside. That's what they say. They say that this is Jewish. The Jewish says that the esrog is k'neged Yaakov. It's Keneged Yaakov, and the Lulav is Keneged Esav. Esav is a apostle Sefer Torah. He has the rings go on the outside. The Esrog is the Yoifi, it's Tam V'Reach. It's a beautiful fruit. Esav has also Tam V'Reach. There's the Hadas, the Lulav itself is Tam, and the Hadasim is the Reach. And there are ravos, but it's not integrated. The difference between the esrog and the lulav, I remember all the problem of the Jewish, a very beautiful Jewish, is that there are three things in the lulav. There's the lulav, what it represents, the aravos, what it represents, moisture, and the hadasin is reach. So again, the lulav is tam, fruit, taste, because the lulav produces dates. The hadasin is fragrance. The aravos is mayim, because aravos only grow in a place where there's an abundance of water. So you have three different items, three different properties, three different characteristics. The esrog combines all three, they're all synthesized. It's a fruit which has tam, has reach, and it's full of moisture. An esrog is full of mayim, it's full of lachluchas, full of moisture. It's integrated. All of the milas are synthesized. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants Liboy Upiv Shavin. He wants us to take the Torah, should make us to synthesize, to be one object. Esav, I have everything. I have Lachluchis, I have Tam, I have Reach, Yitaka, you have everything. But you're living a life of a lie, because one day you have tam, one day you have reach, one day you have lachluchis, you have lich, but you're not everything is not integrated. It's a little here, a little there, a little there. You don't live the life that you portray. The way you portray yourself to be is not the way you really are. You don't integrate everything together. Therefore, it's possible. That's not what Hashem wants. And to indicate it's possible, you take a gartel and you wrap it around the outside to tie it up. This is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants the esrog. He wants the kashrut sefer Torah. I once heard such a Jewish. I think there's a lot of truth to it. Okay, let's go further. Nimsa teva achas chaluka. Let's go to Halacha Beis. You find a teva that's chaluka. Ach niris kishtayim. Okay, let's say you have the letter tov. Okay, the letter tov. What is letter tov? Really, it's like a nun and a vav. Think about it. The letter tov is... I'll make a big one here for you so you can see. No, it's a dot. The letter tov is a... Well, I'll give you this one example. It's a dal. It's a dal. Okay, here's the letter tov. Okay. So let's say there's a break. All right, let's say there's a break over here. Okay, see where I'm putting the break? So what do you have now? You have a Zion and a Nun. What looks like a Nun. So what is that a kosher? No, it's not. Obviously, it's not kosher. Say if there is pasul, you don't have the right letter. You need the letter tof, and obviously, it's going to change the meaning of the word by breaking it. Anyway, we'll have examples later on where you have the aleph and the yud are not connected. But right now, we're dealing with one word that's split down the center, which produces two different letters. That's the worst type of mistake possible, because that changes the meaning of the word. It's changing the letters and changing the pronunciation of the word. Nimsa teva achas chalukah ad shniris kishtayim oy shenikash o sheniskarvu shtei tevos v'niros kachas letinaik. Or let's say two words are joined together where shtei. Now this is different than shtei tevos. There must be a blank space between two words. I used to lay in the place. There was a guy. Every guy got an aliyah. He used to always do this. Always, he would say, "There's too little space between two words." Exactly this, and therefore the Sefer Torah is no good. Come on, what are you always doing this? There's enough space. Don't. This is the way the Sofer wrote it. This is corrected. What are you making trouble? What are you making trouble?
If it's consistent, then there shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. You can't get into the space of another letter.
Right. But here we have the letters. This is
another letter. If you have a lamed underneath
that. Let's get into this issue. Okay, let's try to cover some ground. Let's discuss this. We have here two words. The letters are not touching. There's no touching. But the two words are too close to each other. So the two words, so therefore it looks like it's one long word. Who can, but maybe not, who can make this determination? An adult cannot tell us to make the determination because adult's mind is polluted. What is it polluted with? Knowledge.
Right.
It's polluted with too much knowledge because you read the words, automatically in mind, you're reading words, you see it's two different words, so right away you know it's two different words. You can't make an informed decision. So what do? You bring a child who's pure, and you ask him to read, and you'll see right away if the child, the innocence of a child, looks at this as two words or one word. So let's say you talk have two words, and the two words look to be a little bit too close. How did the sofer get away with this? The sefer should have been checked. It's supposed to be checked three times. You know, it's a whole business. The people, they don't get a lot of money. Can you imagine people how much they get? They get like $150. They check a sefer Torah from beginning to end for mistakes. They get $150. Shulchan Aruch, you have to check the sefer Torah before it goes to you read from it three times. You know how many mistakes the sefer makes? Average sefer makes spelling mistakes. Take a guess. I'm just trying to look from memory. This is about 50 spelling mistakes in the sefer Torah. If you, there are people who may have a parnasa. They read through a sefer, you have to pay about $100, $150, maybe by now they get more money. They read through the whole Torah super, super fast.
You ever see them do it?
I never saw them do it. How many mistakes do they make? How many mistakes do they catch? Let's assume the average sefer Torah, maybe it was 30. I forgot the average. There's a certain average. Maybe it was 30. I think, I don't know if it's 50 is a high number. Maybe it's 30 spelling mistakes. Whole sefer Torah, 30 spelling mistakes. Okay, and maybe that was the number. How many do they catch? They read like he says. They go.
He was
going
on the Sefer Torah.
How many do they catch? These experts, ones you pay $200 to do for you, they catch about 29. Mm-hmm. They catch about 29. Yeah, pretty good.
Why don't they use the
computer?
Oh, so they use the computer, right? So they use the computer. So now today it's impossible almost to market a Sefer Torah. Unless you have it checked by a computer. I think Rav Wozner, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Wozner, who, you know, B'liayin Hari is over 100 years old. He's one of the biggest poskim today on Hilchos Stam. All the top shaylos in the whole world. He has a reputation. He's 100 years old. Go to him. And if I'm not mistaken, I've heard this from reliable sources, he will not make a bracha. When he gets an aliyah, he will not make a bracha on a sefer Torah if it was not checked by a computer. He holds his b'am shebracha levatol. He says, we live in a generation today where our minds are not clear enough where you can rely upon the mind to write it without making a mistake and check it. You know, when the computers came out, and this goes back in the 80s, the early 80s, when they first started checking the Sifrei Torah, only 18% of Sifrei Torah, only 18 out of 100 Sifrei Torah were kosher.
Wow.
I'm talking about spelling mistakes. I'm not talking about letters that are chipped, cracked, and fading. I'm talking about spelling. 18 out of 100 Sefer Torah were spelled correctly. And it's very scary that even Sefer Torah, we know for a fact that were used by Gedolei Yisrael, were not spelled correctly. Okay, we'll get to that later on. That's not a problem, because we pass them like the Rambam, you don't need a kosher Sefer Torah b'diyat. We'll come to that in a few moments. We'll come a little later on. But Halacha L'maisa, the way I remember from my days of Hilchos Safras, is that in Shulchan Aruch, you need to have a Sefer Torah checked 3 times. And now with computers, the post can say you only need it once, because the computer checks it, and then you just have one more, then you only need one person, a human being, to go through it one time to check it, to make sure that everything is in order. The computer only checks for spelling. The computer can tell you there's potential problem that letters are connected. But, you know, it all depends on the quality of the photocopy and the sensitivity in the scanner and in the settings of the program of how sensitive you want to detect if the letters are connected. And even when they're connected, it's not necessarily connected. It all depends on how it looks to the naked eye when you're standing at a distance on the bima. So the computer cannot make a determination if the letters are connected or there's too little space or too much space in between words and letters, but it does primarily check for spelling. So here we have a situation, our example here at the moment, in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, where there are 2 words. Somehow the sofer got away with it until this point in time, and it appears that there is too little space between the 2 words. The solution is to bring a child who's about 5-6 years old. He does not a chokh, not a tibish, meaning that his knowledge of chumash is average, and you let him look at the 2 words, and if he tells you that it's 1 word, then it is pasul. If he tells you that it's 2 words, then it is okay. So this is the other example. Aishanimsa, Aishanikrivu, Shiniskarvu, Shte Tevos, Viniros, Keachas, Latinoik. Oi, example number 3. Shanimsa Teva Yisera. Now, this is a very interesting halacha, which we're going to discuss in detail in the bottom. You have an extra word. Now, extra word does not mean repetition. It means a whole different word. Like, what did you write this word for? Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe. And in this pasuk, it doesn't say Lamar. Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe, Emor. And here, Vaidaber Lamar. Oh, who put the word Lamar in here? The word Lamar doesn't belong here. That's the problem. But if you have Vaidaber Hashem Moshe, Lamar, Lamar, we're going to see in a moment that's not necessarily a problem. We halachah l'maaseh holds pasul. You have to go, because kol ha'yeser kenitl dami. When you have repetition, that's going to be different. But when you have a whole different word, shnim seteva yisera, bein shiteva zara, this is what he paskins, whether it's a strange word, it doesn't belong here, she'ein kan mekayim klal, bein shenichteva teva achas kifula. Okay, very interesting. A word is repeated, it doesn't make a difference according to the kitz shulchan aruch and sefer is pasul. V'chein, another example, the mimse shine b'tzuras ha-parshios. Now this is very interesting. We know there's a parsha psucha and a parsha stuma. What's a parsha psucha? A parsha psucha begins in the beginning of a line. There's no indentations. There's no paragraph indentations in the Sefer Torah. The paragraph begins in the Sefer Torah on the beginning of a line. Now, if before this line begins, there is a blank space of at least 9 letters. In other words, the parasha ends, and you have to the end of that line at least in the space of 9 letters. Then, and the next parasha begins on a new line. That's called the parasha pesucha. If the previous parasha ends in the beginning of the line, and then there's a gap of nine letters, empty space of nine letters, and then on that very same line, at the end of the line, you begin the next parasha, that's called the parasha stuma. So in the Chumash, you'll see the peis and the samachs. Pei means here's the parasha psucha, the samachs, the parasha stuma. Art school, they made an innovation in their Hebrew-only Chumash, which was published about 10 years ago. They were the first people to make a shul chumash, of that matter, any chumash, as far as I know, where they actually have the empty spaces, psucha and stuma. And all of the traditional chumashim, certainly the shul chumash, the traditional shul chumash, and even in the Mikros Gedolos, the Ma'or already did it. Not only they did, I don't remember. They did nothing. The Ma'or didn't do it. It was never done. This was a new thing that the art school invented to make a psucha and a stuma in the actual text itself. Okay, so we have over here. The parish is not written correctly. It's also psucha and stuma. Oy stuma b'makom psucha. Oy. Now, by the way, this is not so simple. The psuchos and the stumos, you have to look in the Rambam. All comes from the Rambam. And this is very controversial, where there should be a psuch and a stuma, what our tradition is. There are other traditions, so it's very complicated. Let's see. Oyhevsik b'mparish b'makom shem tzach. Well, let's say there's a break. The sofer made a parish of psucho or stuma where there should be none. They're supposed to be psuchos tuma, and he just it's a run-on sentence. Call elu psulim gemurim, and you have to stop in the middle of the landing of shichum lahoitzi sefer Torah acher. Now let's see beis in the bottom. Very interesting. Now, I mentioned one of the psulim gemurim is when you have repetition. The same word is repeated twice. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar lemar. So what do you do? Vayidaber, vayidaber. Hashem Moshe, what's the halacha? So it says here in the Kitzur that it's possible gomor teinu tzeva Torah. Bad, base. Bein shnichu v'teva achas kefula. Kos b'li rabba. Imnim s'teva achas kefula noi hagin nami. Like what the Kitzur says. Lo hoitzi acheres. The yes, why? Lo hoitzi acheres. The yes, er kinotol dami. Because... Because yeser kinotol dami, because it's like it doesn't exist. If something is yeser, we make believe it does not exist, and I guess that means there's a gap. I guess what he means is if you take out the word, if you have a gap in the middle, you have an empty space. You now have an empty space. So therefore, anything that is extra does not exist. Therefore, it's possible because of the empty space. However, he is a very fasting prima godin. Okay, we live from the Prima Gadim. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, almost half the things in the Mishnah Berurah are all based on Prima Gadims. That was one of the innovations of the Mishnah Berurah, that he went back to the Prima Gadim, where he gave life. He breathed life in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim, Choylik Olav, unbelievable. The Davka, Betreifa, Samrinan, Kol Yes, Kinodami. V'ayim, Salifa, V'ayim, V'shar Yefraim, the Poyseg Nam, the Motzina Cheres, Shazwe Sitzchok, Daita, Kedibra Prima Gadim, V'ayim, Zebeshar Yechaim, he brings Chilukideus, believe it or not. You have two words, repetition, so what's so terrible? So the word is repeated twice. The world doesn't come to an end. It's not the end of the world that the word, because you're not adding anything new. If you have a strange word, you can't go write strange words in the Torah. That's not the way Hashem gave you the Torah. So you wrote the word twice. Okay, so you wrote it twice. So you want to say, yes, sir, kinitl, so now there's a gap, there's a blank space. No, that's halacha when it comes to Hilchos Treifas. When it comes to Sefer Torah, you don't say yes or kinetel. It's there. So it's not a blank space. It's not new because the Torah wrote the world. You just wrote it twice. It's not the end of the world to the point where if you're in the middle of learning from the Sefer Torah, you should be required to take out a new Sefer Torah. It's an incredible chiddush. This reminds me, I once lain, and different all my laning stories, and I repeated a word twice. I repeated word twice. So there was also a kanoi there, you know, the real kanoi. And he said to me, you know, it's a problem if you say the word twice. You know, if you don't pronounce the word right, you feel that, you know, if you stutter, because it doesn't say the word in the Sefer Torah, so you're reading things that don't exist. It's a hefsek in the Kriya Satorah. It's not proper. It's not correct. And he says, it's a problem. Yeah, he warned me. It's not such a problem. The Haraya, even if the word was actually written in the Sefer Torah twice, you see here that B'diyeved, according to the Prima Gadim and the Beis Yitzchak, you don't necessarily have to take out another Sefer Torah, B'shas Kriyas HaTorah. So if you say the word twice, only because you didn't pronounce it correctly, it's not necessarily the end of the world, assuming Al-Khair it's not, but it's a very unique halacha. Let's go to the next halacha.
We have one pasuk.
Right, so you do have that. You have the fact, you have that. That's one of the answers given for Derosh Derash Moshe. Derosh Derash Moshe, the Chazal say, is the middle of the Sefer Torah. So what are you talking about? You go count the words, it's not the middle of the Sefer Torah. So one of the answers given is that in the Torah, how many times how many times in the Torah do you have two words back to back are exactly the same spelling? Derosh Derash, Ko, there are a whole bunch of examples. The middle, let's say whatever there are, the middle of the words that are repeated in the Sefer Torah are Derosh Derash. So that's what it means that it's the middle. It's the middle of the words that are repeated in the Sefer Torah. So you do have such an there are indeed places where you do repeat it twice. Okay, for many of them. Okay. Let's now go to Halacha Gimel. that this is a lomish halachi. So you'll know you push this halachi. You learn hilchas sefer Torah, hilchas stam. Nimsa shenidbak ois lois. Let's say two letters are connected. So what would you say right away? You'd say it's ospasal. Not necessarily. But that's good during the week.
Right.
And you have to be very careful. You scratch off. You have to know how to scratch off, because if you don't scratch off the right way, it's called chach toiches. The only time we say toiches is when you write it. If you form a letter through erasing, it's possible. You never know. The Chassam Sofer had a Sofer. He didn't seem like he didn't trust. He didn't let him use a razor. He says the only thing you can do when you write my tefillin, only you can write. If you ever need to erase, bring it to me. I'll do the erasing. He didn't trust him. That's what it seems. You cannot do any erasing. Don't use a razor. Every sofer today has a razor. They take pride in the type of razor they have. Very sophisticated type of razors, because you're always making mistakes. You have to scratch out. You have to erase. But if you don't know what you do, you don't follow the halacha, you can passel the sefer Torah, the mezuzah, you'll never know. Someone look at it, you'll never know that it was written, it was erased to make the letter. So that the law is, this halacha, that you not allow us two letters that are connected as possible, only when that's how they were written. Now, I'm going to give you some background before we do the halach inside. If over time, this is fairly common when it comes to negios, if the ink, when you wrote the same time, was good, everything was fine, but it was very, very little space in between the two letters. And then with age, with time, humidity, the letters, the ink expands.
Uh-huh.
Expands. It doesn't necessarily seep. It just expands slightly, and then the two letters connect. It can be 10 years later. It can be the hot summer, and the ink was thick, and after 10 years, the ink decided, due to the humidity in the Sefer Torah in the summer, it's going to expand slightly. And now all of a sudden you notice that these two letters are actually touching each other. But you can tell, an experienced sofer can tell right away that the two letters are touching. This happened at a later point in time due to age and due to the environment, conditions in the environment. But when it was written 100% kosher. The letters were not touching. Such a type of negiyah is not a problem. You do not need to take out a new Sefer Torah. You can even take out, you can take out a Sefer Torah lechatchila. Of course, it's ideal to fix it, but it's not a psul. It's not a problem. So that's one halacha. Nimso shenidvak ois lois im nira, if you can tell from looking, and an experienced sofer can tell, shenidvak la'achar hakesiva. After the letters were written properly, kosher, it's fine. Provided, now this is a very important condition, shaloi nishtana tsuas oisios, that the way they're touching, it's clear there's an aleph and there's a beis. But if the way they're connected, it looks like it's a new letter, it's a new, let's say you have a zayin and a tof, and they're now touching, and now because they're touching, it looks like a tof. You start out with a nun and a zayin. A nun and a zayin. And they're two separate letters. And then the ink on top swells and they connect. Now what does it look like? It looks like the letter tov. So, that's already a different story. In such situation, everyone agrees it's supposed to. Only time it's going to be not a problem when it comes, gets attached later on is only when the letters still remain the same. Now we come to a beautiful lumpus. What happens if it got connected with Shas, the writing of the sifter? So then it's Oz Yesh Chiluf. Now you got to be a real professional sofer to know, to figure this out. She'im nidvak kein kodim shenigma ha'ois kigoyin nun pshuta shenidvaka b'emtzi isa b'regel tov. I'm going to show you this in an illustration in a moment. Uchudai v'pasol a'ela shebechol yuchom ligra sham la'afridam avul im hedivik nasa b'gmar ha'ois yesh lahachshar v'im tzrichom lo'itzi sevet ha'achar. Now let me show you what this means. We have over here a nun pshuta. Now a nun pshuta is basically a very big zayin. Right? It looks something like, right? It's a very big zayin. And then we have, right next to it, we have a tov, which basically is a dalid, and a nun. Okay. So here we have, now it's a little bit strange, because a nun pshuta, there should be a space. The example is not really a good example, because the nun pshuta is a different word, so they're not going to be too close. Generally, the nun shoot is not supposed to be too close to the tav, because the nun pshuta is the end of a word. End of a word, you have a blind space. But let's put that technicality aside. Here, you have this nun pshuta. Oh, no, no, this is what he means. I didn't realize. Now I realize. No, he means the other way around. I'm sorry. This is what he means. Other way around. Okay, now I understand. When I prepared, I didn't appreciate what he was saying. Now I got it. He means on this side, the other side. Okay. Okay, here it is. It's the end of the word. Okay. Here I have two letters. I'll make a little tag. Tough. Okay, and we have a nun has three tagim. Okay. Right, we have here a tough and a nun. You can see this?
Yes.
You can't see it?
Yeah.
Here's a tough.
Yeah, okay. And a nun.
And a nun. Notice the end of nun extends all the way down.
Right.
You not finish. If you would stop right here, it would be puzzle, because that's not a nun. That's a Zion. That's a Zion. So when do you finish writing the letter? You finish writing the letter when you get down to here, to the very, very bottom. Let's say the sofer was not careful, and as he wrote the leg of the nun, he made contact over here, with the tav. So as he's pulling down the kulmus, as he's pulling it down, he comes in contact with the leg of the tav. He did not yet finish writing the nun. He's in the middle. The proof is, if he would stop here, it would be puzzle. It's not a kosher nun. It's a zayin. And now he made contact. Oh, he made contact. So the contact was made before you finished writing the letter. So in this case, the negiah is puzzle. But if you would have, let's say, a vav, same example, but instead I would have a vav, here's my tav, and next to my tav, I'm writing the letter vav. Okay, I have a vav, and the vav touches the bottom. It touches the bottom. So now, technically, the vav was, it touched before I finished. But it doesn't matter. Because if I would have stopped right before the negiah, it would be a kosher vav.
Right.
The vav doesn't have to mamish go down to the very bottom.
Right.
But as long as it's more than a yud, it's kosher. So since when I wrote the vav, halachically speaking, once I get down towards the bottom, it's already a kosher vav, and the only time it makes contact with the vav is at the very end, the very, very last tip of the vav. It's not called that the negiah took place before the letter was complete. In halacha, it's considered the letter was finished first, and then it made contact. So it's kosher. Now you can argue that's not fair because it's one ma'aseh ksiva, right? It's one ma'aseh ksiva while I'm writing the letter until I let go of the kulmus. No, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. As long as the negiah took place at a point in time where if you would have lifted up your kulmus a moment before, it would be a kosher letter, it's considered the letter is complete, and now the negiah took place afterwards. And the halach is, when you have two kosher letters, and at a later point in time, the ink swells, and they connect, as long as it's not mishaneh, does not make the two letters into a new letter, it is kosher. So what do you do? So in this case, okay. But in this case, what do you do? It is okay. What do you do in the case of the Zion? So let's see what he says over here. What do you do in the case of the Zion? Go back to the halacha. Let me just find the page. So Ozaz, let's say the second line. The second line in Gimel. Aval im nirish nidbak became a shas kasiva. Ozai yesh chilak sheim nidbak came koydim shnig before you finish the shnig marhois. Kind of example. Nun pshuta shnidbukah b'yemtziis in the middle beregel tav uchedomet pasul. It's too late because it became possible before the letter was complete. Ella, there's a solution. What's the solution? Shebechol yicholim ligror sham lehafridam. You can scrape the connection. That's a very big chiddush. You're allowed to do that because since the letter was always written with the connection, you might think you're not allowed to do that because it's chach teiches. That's not alumnus. It's okay. La freedom. Av im hadibug nase digmarois yesh lahachshir, because the letter was halachically completed when it was 100% kosher and first got connected later on. The ein tzrichim lohitzi sefer Torah acher. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll.